Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, an amazing couple of ladies. We have C.J. Hadley, the editor-publisher of Range Magazine, and Carolyn Dufferina, rancher and author. You won't want to miss this show. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, John Galtney, Chip Evans, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program C.J. Hadley. She is the editor and publisher of Range Magazine, and Carolyn Dufferina, rancher and author. Pleasure to have you both on the program.
It's good to be here.
C.J. lives in Washoe Valley, and Carolyn lives in Quinn River Ranch, which for folks that are not aware, that's up in the northwest corner of the state, near Denio.
That's right.
Not a lot of traffic in that neighborhood.
Not a lot of traffic.
Okay, so the latest book is called Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. And folks, if you don't already have a pen and a piece of paper to write down the information we're going to give you so that you can buy this stuff, get one immediately. Before I even get to that, I wanted to start out with a couple of things, CJ. Right now, the sagebrush, potentially on the endangered species list. Your thoughts about this and what it would do to Nevada?
One thing, Carolyn Dufferina was my key reporter on a sagegrass special report, which was phenomenal. It came out about a year ago, 18 months, and she's still following the same program.
In that case, the better one. Carolyn.
I consider Carolyn my expert.
Okay, Carolyn?
Well, the sage grouse, the listing of the sage grouse will do for ranching and every other industry in Nevada what the spotted owl did for logging and the timber industry. It will be very difficult, and especially for the people who have worked so hard for the last several years to try to address issues of habitat and modify their operations to make a place for this. I shouldn't say make a place for this bird, because the bird's place is there. This isn't about how many birds there are or how people are running their operations. It's about control. And
control in what way?
Control of the landscape and who will make the decisions on who's going to run out there.
So basically you're saying it would be devastating for the state of Nevada.
It'll be really difficult.
Okay. The other thing is they're not really using the right reasons to consider endangered status for the sage grass. You know, they're talking about grazing being a major factor as being detrimental for the bird, when actually it's ravens, it's coyotes, it's badgers. There are many other things that are much worse than a cow would ever be, and they're not judging the whole picture on anything but grazing.
A Nevadan nominated to head the BLM came out last week. This is Neil Kornsey, a Nevadan raised in Elko. Do you know him, and what do you think?
I do not.
Neither
no, I don't know him either.
Former Harry Reid staffer could be most interesting for the ranchers.
What do you think about the way the BLM is currently dealing with Nevada?
I think the BLM seems to be a little flummoxed in a lot of instances. One of the worst ones is Mustangs, feral horses. The BLM has got a really hard job because they're being pulled 100 different directions, and it's a political thing that's going on now. It's nothing to do with the health of the horse, the future of the horse, nothing. It makes no sense. But the BLM, I believe their hands are tied in many instances, and there's a lot of things they cannot do that they should do that is in the law, that is very clear. And it's just not happening due to pressure, environmental pressure, Madeline Pickens pressure, political pressure, including Congressman Rahel from Virginia, who led a bill to, you know, stop horse slaughter. I mean, it's just a huge problem that makes no sense, and the BLM is in the middle of that, and that is the thing that I think is hardest for them.
Madeline Pickens, she's got this giant ranch up in Elko County. How is she doing? Is she achieving her goals, or is it a disaster?
Madeline Pickens seems to be underground. I think she might have lost a little bit of interest. She had ads all over Elko last year that her sanctuary would be open in the spring of 2013. We've gone past that date. She also was rather audacious because she said she was going to be putting horses on a permit, which was for cattle, and the BLM hadn't approved it, so she presumed she could roll over the federal government, including the BLM. Right now, Madeline Pickens is very low profile. And she's still got her teepees, you know, a few miles from the highway in Elko County. And she said it's going to open soon, but we're not quite sure that is
soon,
when it is.
So, soon is
you know,
the time
I'm hoping that she'll use all her private land to put as many horses as she can afford to feed and just leave the rest of the state alone.
The latest issue of Range Magazine just happened to plop into my mailbox because I am an avid subscriber. The cover story in this winter 2013 issue is Wolves at Your Door, Agenda 21 Has Long Teeth. What does that mean?
Agenda 21 is something that came up a long time ago. But in 1992, the senior Bush, President Bush, signed on to Agenda 21 at the Rio de Janeiro conference. And what's happening is the United Nations would like to get into every part of America's business, gun control, private property taking, the community, you know, the global goodwill, whatever. And the subtitle for the Agenda 21 special report, which is by Dr. Michael Kaufman, an expert on this matter, he said, I called it, America's weak leaders are using federal bribes to force communities to comply with the United Nations dangerous Agenda 21. Goodbye property rights. What's happening is the federal government is sending a lot of money to city councils, mayors, particularly the Council of Mayors, county commissions, and it's all about sustainable development. Now, it was Clinton in the early 90s, after George Bush Sr. blessed that Agenda 21, he put in Sustainable America. Sustainable America is something that's basically about control of the people. It is a horrible thought. It would be liberty lost. And there's a lot of small groups fighting against Agenda 21. It is a dangerous thing. It is all over the country already. The state of Arkansas a few months ago made a law that they would not allow any city council, any city or county in the state of Arkansas to accept anything connected to Sustainable America or Agenda 21. And I say, bravo, Arkansas. It was Dr. Mike Kaufman who went and testified in their legislature in Arkansas a few months ago.
Okay, so if people want to buy either Range Magazine or the new book, 1-800-RANGE4U, 1-800-RANGE for you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the new book right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with C.J. Hadley, editor and publisher of Range Magazine, and Carolyn Duffarina, rancher and author. And the new book is called Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. How did this come about, Carolyn?
You know, CJ and I were sitting about a year ago at lunch at the Martin Hotel talking about...
In Winnemucca.
In Winnemucca, talking about new book ideas. And it sort of passed between us, but I saw her eyes go, like, look up and think for a minute, and I thought, well, that's going to come around again. So she asked me to gather up a few poems of various people, including my own, and send them off to her, which I did. And several months went by, and then I got a call from her in June, and she said, what are you doing? You got a couple days? So I went and helped, and she's the driving force, though, behind this book.
CJ?
Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. She did exactly as she said. In the meantime, between our Martin Hotel thing and my desperate call 3 days before shipping, was I read 150 poetry books.
Yeah.
And I've been to 29 cowboy poetry gathering events in Elko. And I have my favorites. And I sought my favorites. But I also wanted people I didn't know. And it was Carolyn who brought in the most beautiful poets that I had not seen, I had not heard. And it's just an extraordinary book. It's a cuddle, another cuddle, you know. It's a precious piece of work. It's words and photographs and paintings, and they all tell the story of cowboys, cowgirls, horses, dogs. There's a lot of dead poets like Bruce Kiscadden, Curly Fletcher, S. Omar Barker, but there's a lot of live ones who are extraordinary, modern, Wally McCrae, Carolyn Duffarina, Baxter Black, some extraordinary things, incredible talent. And every poem tells a story of what ranching is. The humor, which is not good sometimes, the agony, the endless work, the love affairs. I mean, it's just all over the place, which means one of the pages will satisfy everyone, at least.
Carolyn, you're from Nevada. You're from Denio. You're the real thing. And here's this lady that comes from Birmingham, England, and she becomes more than the real thing. How do you explain CJ?
Oh, gosh. I think CJ is, in her way, our own little cowboy angel, you know? I mean, I think it takes a person who comes from a completely different place to really see, you know, the thing that we're completely involved in, completely immersed in. And, you know, she's been my mentor and my editor, and, you know, she's been kind of like my big sister that tells me when my slip is showing.
Mummy.
You're not that much older.
Well, okay, so first of all, it's 1-800-RANGE for you is the number to call to order the book. It's Brushstrokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West. And if you really want to get into this, Range Magazine is the mag. I've been a subscriber since day one. It's how many years now for Range Magazine?
23
years. And this has been an effort that you put everything you had, except your house, but everything else.
An awful lot of blood on that son of a gun.
Right, but it is read worldwide, and it is a fantastic read. It gives you a different perspective, in-depth articles, and it is something that you cannot read in 5 minutes. It's something that's going to take you a couple of months to get through.
We've got subscribers in 50 states, 23 foreign countries. We get mail from all over the world.
Okay, now you're not doing a book signing in Vegas yet, but there is a book signing in Reno this Saturday, correct? And it's at Sundance Books from 3:30 to 5. You're not going to find this book in bookstores, but it is available 1-800-RANGE for you. What do you say if you've got a couple of sentences to say to somebody, A, to buy Range Magazine, and B, to buy this book? What do you say to them?
If you want something that touches your heart and makes sense for America, Range, Brushstrokes and Balladeers will give you everything. It will warm your heart. It will tell you why resource industries are the most important in the world. Food producers are what are going to save us. And that's what we're talking about all the time and the issues that face them. But we have fun while we do it, and we have extraordinary talent like writers like Carolyn Deferino, who put it to, she won a lot of prizes, by the way. So
you are both extraordinary ladies.
It's a treat.
And incredible photographs in the magazine as well. Just stunning. Thank you both for being here. 1-800-RANGE for you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I love Evergreen Carpet Care because of their great service. They did an awesome job on my carpet and my upholstery, and I love the way they called me back. They were very professional, and I would highly recommend them.
I called Evergreen Carpet Care to come in and do a thorough cleaning, and after they were finished, I was absolutely amazed. The carpets actually look brand new.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Galtney joins us. He's the President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Chip Evans is General Manager of America Matters Media. And Andy Barbano is Editor of NevadaLabor.com. So last week, we had the head of the Teachers Union on the program, and I asked him if the $800 million that they want to raise from the margins tax was for the biennium or for each year. And he wasn't sure. But I did get a note from Tom Mitchell, former editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he sent me a piece from the NSCA's webpage, which says, it's an initiative sponsored by the NSCA and the Nevada State AFL-CIO to provide approximately $800 million annually in additional funding for Nevada's K-12 public schools. What is the school system, if they were to get this, going to do with $1.6 billion over a biennium?
Well, there have been a number. You're directing this to me.
I'm looking right at you, John.
That's what I kind of thought. Certainly, the public school system took a number of hits during the recent 5-6 year, however you want to measure the recession. $800 million seems like an awful lot of money. You spread it over the system as it exists today and the cutbacks that have taken place. And I'm not so sure that it's any more than necessary to fill the gap.
But isn't that close to doubling? It's not doubling, but isn't it close,
close to doubling? No, it's not close to doubling.
What's the annual budget for K through 12?
Oh, golly.
It used to be $1 billion. I know it's
Yeah, it's a little over, like 1.6 or 1.9, if I remember right, something like that.
So a 50% increase.
It's probably a 50% increase. Now, you consider that there were cutbacks to begin with and inflationary costs that were at an onset. Do I believe and do they believe that they're going to end up with that amount of money? And the question is, number one, no, I don't think it will happen at that level. If it happened at 400 to 450, that'd be somewhere in the category of a political compromise. I think the question that I'd like to see asked is that the right way to raise the money? And I don't believe that it is. I believe it should have gone to the property tax and so on
right,
as a different way to do
that. But Chip, it's too late for that. It's going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I don't suspect it's going to succeed at the ballot, and we're back to the question of how we're going to take care of this problem, because education needs more funding. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It just does.
I was surprised, Andy, that the president did not know how much money it was. I mean, that's a huge difference, isn't it?
I saw that show, Sam, and I was embarrassed. I predicted 31 years ago that this day would come. I made a speech standing on a soapbox at the Depression Deli in Reno, which is now a topless joint, I believe, on East 4th Street, and said we'd have to, we would one day come to the crossroads where we would decide whether Nevada is going back to being the boomtown mining camp everybody knows we are, or are we going to become a state. A couple of weeks ago, I surrendered. I wrote a column in the Sparks Tribune. You'll find it at NevadaLabor.com. The top 10 reasons why Nevada is not really a state. If the teachers' initiative passes, more money for education, maybe we can make a case for being a state. If it fails, let's shut her down, sell off the school properties, and tell people to raise your kids somewhere else.
Next topic, and we have about 2 minutes here. Nevada is taking a step towards having a medical school at UNLV.
Yes.
The dean of the medical school that's based in Northern Nevada was on the program probably about 6 months ago, said it would cost about $200 million to start the school.
Yes.
The number has been revised dramatically downward. This is, I think, a good thing because, and forget the North-South stuff. I mean, I think this is just a good thing economically. We need the doctors, especially with Obamacare, and we don't have the pipeline for this. Do you think this is a good thing, a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. Well, like most issues this large, it has its good and bad side. The good issue is, yes, we need the doctors, and certainly Nevada has always been the place that if you're retiring and you want low taxes, this is where you move, and we'll gather our share of the older folks, if you want to use that term. The negative of this, a few years ago when I came to Nevada as president of Truckee Meadows Community College, I was sitting in the office one day and I looked at the medical school budget, because I was on the Council of Presidents, and we were going to discuss this. I had 11,000 students, the medical school had 400 students, and their budget was slightly larger than TMCC's budget. Now we're going to establish a second one. The community colleges have taken on the chin three different rounds. I was in the system for almost 15 years, and every time we rearranged the budget, somehow or another, the community colleges came out with less money.
Okay, right, I'm going to move on because we're running out of time here. We've got about 15 seconds each. Chip, your thoughts on whether this is a good
idea? I think beefing up the medical infrastructure in Nevada is nothing but upside. You know, given the prevalence of our elderly community and our veterans and all that, this is a place where medical care would be a good draw for the state.
Okay, and Andy, quick answer, can UNR and UNLV work together on this?
They can work together. Another educational facility to underfund. But the critical question is Nevada really short of doctors? That was a con job by the doctors a couple of years ago to cut the malpractice insurance rates and to cut down and to fight the trial lawyers, and they won. And they put together a con job that there's a shortage of doctors in Nevada. It was not true.
And I would disagree with you, but that's for another day. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you considering a new Medicare plan? Then you may be looking for help in choosing the right plan for your needs. So don't wait. Call now. Whatever your health coverage needs, United Healthcare can help you find the right plan. Open enrollment to choose your Medicare coverage begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So now is the best time to review your options and enroll in a plan. Medicare has two main parts, Parts A and B, to help cover a lot of your expenses, like hospital care and doctor visits. But they still won't cover all your costs. Now's the time to learn about United Healthcare plans that may be right for you. Are you looking for something nice and easy? Like a single plan that combines Medicare Parts A and B with prescription drug coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan can give you doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan for as low as a $0 monthly premium. Just one way United Healthcare could help you save while you take control of your own health. Plus, with the Pharmacy Saver program, you can get prescriptions for as low as $2 at thousands of pharmacies and retail locations like these all across the country. Call now to learn more. United Healthcare has the information you need, so you'll be better prepared when making Medicare decisions. Maybe you'd just like help paying for your prescriptions. Consider a Part D prescription drug plan. It may help reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. With over 30 years of Medicare experience, United Healthcare has been helping people live healthier lives. Remember, open enrollment ends December 7th. We can help. Call United Healthcare to learn about Medicare plans that may be right for you. Don't wait. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, Pat Hickey will join us. He's the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. We'll see you later.